8:12 p.m. It's victory formation, and Saskatchewan has the 34-30 victory in the 60th Labor Day Classic. 8:11 p.m. Onside kick is muffed by Milligan Jr. but Thurman recovers and it's Riders' ball with 28 seconds remaining. 8:09 p.m. Huge interception. Campbell intercepts the pass and goes all the way down the field for a Riders 2-point convert and it's 34-30 with 30 seconds remaining. TEVAUGHN Campbell with an @Octire hashtag LDWEEKEND moment for the ages. Spiral calendar. Blue Bombers vs. @SS Crow Riders live now. Canada. TSN. United States. CBSSN. Globe. CFL plus pick.twitter.com/GLW7SSVOW7. CFL. @CFL. September 1, 2025. 8:06 p.m. Touchdown Winnipeg. Schoen catches a 6-yard pass and it's 32-30 with the 2-point convert attempt coming. 8:04 p.m. Caleros forced to go for it on 3rd down with a deep pass to Dembski, who draws a pass interference call to get down to Riders 17 with 58 seconds remaining. 8:02 p.m. Riders drive stalls at Winnipeg 31 but Riders go for it on 3rd and 6 with some trickery with an onside punt by Harris. Ball skips to the goal line, Nichols tries to save the 1 point and runs out of the end zone before being tackled back into the end zone by Robustelli. That's a rouge for Harris and a 32-24 lead with 1:28 to play. 7:53 p.m. Ouellette runs for 7 yards. And has his helmet straight up ripped off his head on an absolutely brutal and obvious face mask penalty that was missed. Works out in the end, Ouellette runs for 3 and Stevens for 2 for the first down. 7:51 p.m. Touchdown Winnipeg. Passes to Clerchis for 22 and 9 yards get Winnipeg down to Riders 33. Caleros hits Wheatfall in the back of the end zone for the major. 6 plays, 88 yards, 2 minutes off the clock, 31-24 Saskatchewan with 3:57 remaining in the game. 7:46 p.m. Back-to-back incomplete passes and Winnipeg punts. Alford has a nice return going but fumbles. Winnipeg's Kelly recovers and gets ball back on own 46 with 4:58 to play. 7:43 p.m. Couple of short gains in Riders' punt. Winnipeg gets the ball back on own 22. 7:40 p.m. A short pass and incompletion and Winnipeg punts. Riders get the ball back on their own 44, with 8:31 remaining in the game. And Ajoux's conversion. Ajoux comes up big in his first game back with Saskatchewan. @Octire hashtag LD weekend. Spiral calendar. Blue Bombers vs. @SS Crow Riders live now. Canada. TSN. United States. CBSSN. Globe. CFL plus pick.twitter.com/QPBKBOISF. CFL. @CFL. September 1, 2025. Anderson's second touchdown of the game. Make it 2 for Mario Anderson Jr. @Octire hashtag LD weekend. Spiral calendar. Blue Bombers vs. @SS Crow Riders live now. Canada. TSN. United States. CBSSN. Globe. CFL plus pick.twitter.com/M3S08WTMZ0. CFL. @CFL. September 1, 2025. 7:36 p.m. Touchdown Rough Riders. Anderson scores his second of the game, running into the pile and getting the push the rest of the way for a 5-yard major. Ajoux hauls in the 2-point convert in the back of the end zone. 4 plays, 35 yards, 2 minutes off the clock and it's a 31-17 Saskatchewan lead with 9:45 remaining in the game. That's 2 drives in a row where the Riders had nothing but positive yardage on their way to a major. 7:32 p.m. And now the riders are rolling. Willette runs for 9 yards, Stevens for 8 yards and Willette for 13 yards and the riders are down to the Winnipeg 5. 7:31 p.m. Winnipeg turnover. Allen forces an Oliveira fumble, Thurman recovers and it's Saskatchewan ball at the Winnipeg 35. 7:25 p.m. Mitchell apparently has a 16-yard catch for a first down, but Coach Mace successfully challenges a pick pass interference to make it 2nd and 19, then the crowd gets into it and Caleros takes a time count violation to push them back to 2nd and 17. Anderson's first ever CFL touchdown. First CFL TD for Mario Anderson Jr. It comes on at Oktire hashtag LD weekend. Now that is special. Fire. Spiral calendar. Blue Bombers versus at SS Crow Riders live now. Canada. TSN. United States. CBSSN. Globe. CFL plus pick.twitter.com/Neezy78D. CFL. At CFL. September 1, 2025. 7:20 p.m. Some history on that drive as Harris has moved into 13th all-time in CFL passing yards with 36,043. He passes Kent Austin and is now chasing down Tom Clements. 7:18 p.m. Touchdown Rough Riders. Brilliant catch by Robustelli and another by Myers gets Riders to 26. Anderson breaks a handful of tackles and goes the rest of the way for his first CFL major. Absolutely surgical drive, 7 plays, 4:56 off the clock, 87 yards. Convert is missed left, 23-17 lead for Saskatchewan at the end of the third quarter. 7:13 p.m. Riders start on their own 23 and 4 straight plays for positive yardage have them at midfield. 7:07 p.m. Touchdown Winnipeg. Caleros is flushed out of the pocket and rolls right. Dembski beats his man in the back of the end zone. Caleros finds him for a 22-yard touchdown. 5 plays, 70 yards, 3:26 and it's all of a sudden tied 17-17 with 5:06 to play in third quarter. 7:02 p.m. Couple of passes to Demkazy get Bombers into Riders territory. Show and catch over the middle gets to Saskatchewan 22. Here's Johnson's sack on the previous drive. Micah Johnson records the 4th sack of the day for Saskatchewan. At Oktire hashtag LD weekend. Spiral calendar. Blue Bombers versus at SS Crow Riders live now. Canada. TSN. United States. CBSSN. Globe. CFL plus pick.twitter.com/anstrach. CFL. At CFL. September 1, 2025. 6:57 p.m. Riders get down to Winnipeg 26, but a pair of incomplete passes and it's time for Town's dad to kick a 34-yard field goal. Right through the middle of the uprights and it's 17-10 with 8:47 to play in the third quarter. 6:50 p.m. Incomplete pass due to pressure and a 5-yard sack by Johnson, Saskatchewan's 4th of the game, and Winnipeg is punting. Riders get the ball back on Winnipeg 50 after 18-yard return by Alford. 6:49 p.m. 3 plays, including a deep ball for Robustelli that he almost hauled in despite great coverage, and the Riders punt. Winnipeg gets the ball back on own 26. 6:45 p.m. Riders get the ball to start second half. Alford has a 36-yard return to get up to Saskatchewan 41. Here's another look at Neild's major, because of course y'all want to see it. Tommy Neild getting the capacity crowd at Mosaic Stadium involved. It is a vibe in Saskatchewan. At Oktire hashtag LD weekend. Spiral calendar. Blue Bombers versus at SS Crow Riders live now. Canada. TSN. United States. CBSSN. Globe. CFL plus pick.twitter.com/J24ZEP82. CFL. At CFL, September 1, 2025. Saskatchewan first half stats. Harris 7 for 12 passing for 132 yards and a touchdown. Willette 8 carries for 32 yards and a touchdown. Neild 2 catches for 78 yards and a major. Kearney with 3 tackles and 2 sacks. 155 yards offense after only 41 yards in first quarter. Winnipeg first half stats. Caleros 14 for 19 passing for 172 yards. Oliveira 4 carries for 16 yards. Clerchis 2 catches for 54 yards. Dembski 3 catches for 43 yards. Griffin with 3 tackles. 165 yards total offense. 6:27 p.m. 7-yard sack by Saad forces Winnipeg into a 50-yard Castillo field goal attempt. It's wide right, Myers just gets the ball out of the end zone to avoid the single point, Harris kneels and it's 14-10 at halftime. That's Saad's first CFL sack. 6:25 p.m. Mitchell makes a great leaping catch to get to midfield with 1:09 remaining. Short passes to Schoen and Mitchell get up to Riders 45 with 1:04 remaining. 6:19 p.m. Short run and incomplete pass and Riders punt. Winnipeg gets the ball on own 38 with 1:40 left in half. 6:17 p.m. Quick 2 and out by Winnipeg and Riders get the ball back on own 27 with 2:18 to play in the first half. Tommy's terrific touchdown. Tommy kneeled all the way for 6. At Octire hashtag LD weekend. Spiral calendar. Blue Bombers vs at SS Crow Riders live now. Canada. TSN. United States. CBSSN. Globe. CFL plus pick.twitter.com/oxfish5tsiv. CFL. At CFL. September 1, 2025. 6:13 p.m. Touchdown Rough Riders. Tommy Neild hauls in a pass at the Winnipeg 33, avoids a couple of tackles and goes all the way for a 69-yard major. 4 plays, 102 yards, 1:56 off the clock. 14-10 Saskatchewan with 2:36 remaining in the first half. 6:06 p.m. Winnipeg gets up to own 36. But an incomplete pass and short catch that's immediately shut down and they're punting. Riders get the ball back on own 9 after an illegal block penalty. And the touchdown. Touchdown alert. Revolving light. AJ Willette gets the home crowd on their feet, at Octire hashtag LD weekend. Spiral calendar. Blue Bombers versus at SS Crow Riders live now. Canada. TSN. United States. CBSSN. Globe. CFL plus pick.twitter.com/QJD5NB54KQ. CFL. At CFL. September 1, 2025. The huge turnover. Saskatchewan football. At Octire hashtag LD weekend. Spiral calendar. Blue Bombers versus at SS Crow Riders live now. Canada. TSN. United States. CBSSN. Globe. CFL plus pick.twitter.com/SDFelhodga. CFL. At CFL. September 1, 2025. 6:01 p.m. Touchdown Rough Riders. Willette has all the space and time in the world and goes in untouched from 7 yards out. 1 play, 7 yards, 52 seconds, 10-7 Winnipeg led. Now that's what you call a fortunate turn of events. 5:59 p.m. Huge turnover. Oliveira is stuffed on a run, and Kearney gets in for the sack and strip on the next play. Kearney recovers and the Riders are in business on the Winnipeg 7. 5:49 p.m. Short run and an incomplete pass and Riders punt. Winnipeg gets the ball back on own 18. 5:48 p.m. Aju makes his first catch, taking a swing pass and gaining 5 yards. Nothing doing on a pass over the middle on the next play, and Riders are punting yet again. Jefferson jumps offside, though, and the 5-yard penalty gives Sask the first down. 5:46 p.m. Defense gets the job done, stuffing Oliveira and Strevler on runs. Castillo kicks a 10-yard field goal and it's good. 10-0 Winnipeg with 11:54 to play in second quarter. 5:43 p.m. Riders get the ball on own 19 after holding penalty. Harris is sacked for an 11-yard loss and stripped of the ball by Larson. Bombers Jones recovers and Winnipeg has the ball on the Riders 5. A rather unfortunate turn of events. 5:42 p.m. Touchdown Winnipeg. Oliveira punches it in from 5 yards out. 5 plays, 93 yards, 2:30 off the clock, 7-0 Winnipeg with 14:28 to play in second quarter. Here's Carney's sack from a couple drives ago. Malik Carney halts the Winnipeg drive. At Octire hashtag LD weekend. Spiral calendar. Blue Bombers versus at SS Crow Riders live now. Canada. TSN. United States. CBSSN. Globe. CFL plus pick.twitter.com/isnexink. CFL. At CFL, August 31, 2025, 5:37 p.m. Caleros finds Dembski for a 33-yard catch and they're up to their own 51, and one play later Klerchis makes a fantastic diving 51-yard catch to get down to Riders 11 despite solid coverage by Sales. Bombers are in the red zone to close out a defensive-minded first quarter. 5:32 p.m. Couple of catches by Johnson get Riders to own 48, but Ouellette run stuffed for 3-yard loss. Riders punt, Winnipeg gets the ball back on own 18. 5:28 p.m. Two short passes but no first down and the Bombers punt again. Riders get the ball on own 25. 5:25 p.m. Ouellette runs for 7 yards but a pass to the sideline is batted down by Wilson and the Riders punt. Winnipeg gets the ball back on their own 37 with 7:35 left in the first quarter. 5:20 p.m. Caleros is sacked by Carney for a 6-yard loss on second down. The Riders are already getting a ton of pressure on the Bombers' first two possessions. Winnipeg punts, Riders get the ball back on own 36. 5:18 p.m. Riders get a catch from Neild for a first down and a couple short runs by Ouellette, but end up punting from their own 44-yard line. Winnipeg gets the ball back on their own 35 with 10:04 to play in first quarter. 5:11 p.m. Schoen makes a nice catch to get to own 47, but Carney gets to Oliveira for 2-yard loss and a short pass completion isn't enough for the first down. Winnipeg is punting, Riders get the ball on their 31. 5:09 p.m. Winnipeg gets the ball on their own 26 to start the game. 5:06 p.m. Riders win the coin toss and have deferred, Winnipeg gets the ball to start the game, Saskatchewan defending the south end. Kickoff is moments away. 4:42 p.m. Defensive back Marcus Sales was a game-time decision, and the news is good, he's getting the start. Had suffered a hip injury in Week 11 and was a late scratch against Calgary last week. 4:38 p.m. Riders are 4.5-point favorites, and while Luke thinks it could be a close game, he's going with Saskatchewan to take the win and cover the spread. 3:48 p.m. If you're looking for news and insights on the team in the lead-up to the game, the Riders Broadcast Network has you covered. Tegan Witko, Justin Dunk and Wes Cates have the pregame show right now, with Dave Thomas and Luke Mullender taking over with the game call at 5 p.m. 3:45 p.m. Hey, congrats to Riders kicker Brett Lowther, who welcomed his first child, Towns Mary Ann Lowther, on Thursday of this week. 3:44 p.m. The sold-out and largest crowd in Mosaic Stadium history will be treated to a warm night at the park, with the temperature of 29°C at kickoff under partly cloudy skies. It'll be a bit breezy with winds out of the south-southwest at 28 km/h, gusting to 40 km/h. There's also a 30% chance of rain. 3:36 p.m. It's the most anticipated regular season game of the season in Regina, its 60th annual Labor Day Classic. It's the Saskatchewan Roughriders taking on the Winnipeg Blue Bombers at Mosaic Stadium. Saskatchewan comes into the game with an 8-2 record and in first place both in the West Division and overall in the Canadian Football League. Winnipeg has a 6-4 record and sits in third place in the West, 2 points back of the Calgary Stampeders. The Roughriders are coming off a 32-15 loss to the Stampeders in Calgary last weekend, while the Bombers defeated the Montreal Alouettes 26-13 in Week 12. The Roughriders' depth chart. The biggest news is the surprise and sudden return of receiver Ajuaju, who was released by the Indianapolis Colts early this week, re-signed with Saskatchewan on Thursday and immediately jumped into the lineup for today's game. He backs up Tommy Neild at slot back. Kick return standout Mario Alford also makes his return after recovering from a hip injury. Trevor Harris gets the start at quarterback and has completed 197 of 264 passes for 2,695 yards, fourth best in the league, with 18 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. His 118.5 quarterback efficiency remains tops in the CFL. Running back A.J. Willette is third in league rushing with 140 carries for 713 yards and 3 touchdowns. Keyshawn Johnson leads the team in receiving with 55 catches for 794 yards. Dante Myers is not far behind with 41 catches for 673 yards. Middle linebacker Jameer Thurman tops the Riders with 56 tackles and is sixth in the league. Defensive linemen Micah Johnson and Shane Ray each have 5 sacks. Roland Milligan Jr. leads with 4 interceptions. The Blue Bombers' depth chart. Zach Caleros starts at pivot and has completed 162 of 215 passing attempts for 1,806 yards, 10 touchdowns and 10 interceptions. Dual threat Brady Oliveira will be the player to watch on offense as he tops the team with 98 carries for 550 yards and 2 touchdowns while also having 36 catches for 350 yards. Former Rider Nick Dembski is Winnipeg's top receiver with 45 catches for 665 yards. Carrick Wheatfall has 35 catches for 527 yards. Linebacker Tony Jones leads the Riders with 69 tackles, including 3 sacks. Defensive lineman James Vaughters also has 3 sacks. Defensive back Evan Holm leads with 4 interceptions.